This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For the past 19 years, Sonoma County has quietly been home to the Animal Legal Defense Fund.
ALDF is founded on the principle that animals do have their own interests, their own rights, and that those need to be recognized and respected under the law. Our mission is to protect the lives and advance the interests of animals through the legal system.
Executive Director Stephen Wells says that one of the organization's biggest challenges is finding a legal foundation from which to argue on the animals' behalf.
One of the fundamental difficulties we have in trying to represent the interests of animals is that they are considered property, and so the law treats them as such. And that, of course, leads to a lot of other things where we have a legal system that doesn't seem to recognize that there is a difference between a sentient animal, whether they're a pet or livestock or however they're classified, and a desk or a table or any other inanimate piece of property.
But Wells says there are other legal barriers the Animal Legal Defense Fund must work around, too, including some that are surprisingly specific.
Laboratory animals are protected under a federal law called the Animal Welfare Act, which interestingly excludes rats, mice, and birds, so they're not covered at all. So it limits the number of animals for which there is even any law protecting them to actually the fewest number of animals that are used in experiments.
Often, when they file a case, Wells says the ALDF is hoping to both improve the conditions of the animals specific to that case and establish a wider change in the applicable laws.
There are times when we'll win a case, and the precedent value of that case really outweighs whatever direct impact that case may have had.
But there are many cases in which the changes they hope to see are more likely to come from outside the legal system.
I think we'll probably see most change come in consumer attitudes and ultimately perhaps legislation.
So a significant part of the group's efforts involves advocating for legislative changes, extending or modifying laws as they are written.
We've been successful in getting felony provisions added to animal cruelty laws in the vast majority of states in the country. I believe when we started, there were 7 states that had felony anti-cruelty provisions, and now I believe there are 7 left that don't. So when we focus on a problem like that and when we have draft legislation ready to go, our goal really is to borrow the great ideas that are happening in one state and bring them across others.
From their offices in Cotati, the Animal Legal Defense Fund is also reaching out to law schools. Wells notes that over the past 8 years, the number of student Animal Legal Defense Fund chapters across the country has grown from 24 to 127.
We need to have the law students who are going to be the future lawyers and judges and prosecutors to get steeped in these issues while they're in school, and they're able to do that. They're able to lobby to have animal law classes taught at their school. They can put on functions to educate their fellow students and so forth. So we view that as one of our greatest successes.
Still, the heart of the ALDF's efforts remains focused in the courtroom. We'll hear about some of those cases tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.